This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's fraud trial is underway in New York City. As he arrived at the courthouse,
the crime is against me because we have a corrupt district attorney, we have a corrupt attorney general, and it all comes down from the DOJ that totally coordinated this in Washington because I'm the leading candidate, I'm leading Biden by 10 points.
The judge found him guilty of fraud last week. The proceeding will focus on the penalties, which could include being stripped of his control over the New York properties and being banned from doing business in the U.S. state of New York in the future. Hungarian Katalin Kerikó and American Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan says it's for discoveries enabling the development of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines.
One of the most prestigious prizes in the scientific world has been awarded to two scientists whose discoveries helped in the fight against the global pandemic. The Hungarian and American duo worked on the breakthrough research through the University of Pennsylvania. Kerikó found a way to prevent the immune system from launching an inflammatory reaction against lab-made mRNA, a major hurdle against any therapeutic use of mRNA. Together with Weissman, she showed in 2005 that adjustments to nucleosides, the molecular letters that write the mRNA's genetic code, can keep the mRNA under the immune system's radar.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Thousands of Egyptians rallied Monday in Cairo, calling for President Abd el Fattah al-Sisi to declare his candidacy in the upcoming elections, as convoys of buses carrying his image blocked major streets. This is VOA News. The UN's health agency on Monday recommended an additional malaria vaccine for children, which could save hundreds of thousands of lives by plugging a huge supply and demand gap. Nearly 500,000 children in Africa die every year from the disease, which is caused by a parasite carried by mosquitoes. The new R21 Matrix-M vaccine, developed by Britain's Oxford University, manufactured by the Serum Institute of India, has already been approved for use in Burkina Faso, Ghana, and Nigeria. The UAE is holding a key annual oil and gas conference. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma says on Monday they heard from the lead of the upcoming COP28 climate change conference.
The Emirati president-designate of the upcoming UN COP28 climate talks has called on oil and gas companies to be central to the solution to fighting climate change, even as the industry boosts its production to enjoy rising energy prices. The call on Monday by Sultan Al-Jaber highlights the gap between climate activists suspicious of his industry ties and his calls to drastically slash the world's emissions by nearly half in 7 years to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, compared with pre-industrial times. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said on Monday it was upgrading and expanding its investigation into more than 700,000 Ford Motor sport utility vehicles and trucks over catastrophic engine failures tied to a faulty valve. The agency says under normal driving conditions, vehicles, without warning, may experience a loss of power due to catastrophic engine failure. They are the 2.7-liter and 3-liter EcoBoost engines. The investigation covers 2021 and 2022 model Ford Bronco, Eagle, Explorer, F-150 pickups, and Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus vehicles. Pope Francis will open this week a global gathering of Catholic bishops and lay people to discuss the future of the Church. It's a meeting where women, their voices and their votes, will take center stage for the first time. Francis earlier this year agreed to let women and lay people vote alongside bishops at the synod, putting lay and hierarchy on equal ground. Supporters say, as a result, the gathering, which starts on Wednesday, is a watershed movement for the Catholic Church, quite possibly the most consequential thing Francis will have undertaken as Pope. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.